This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew and Mike Rakebrand and Bree Crenshaw from Ultimate Dons and Divas Entertainment Academy. We are red hot rolling this Saturday, August the 10th, 2024. Let's do a muster real quick. Walter, how are we doing tonight, my friend?
I'm okay, I guess. My limo driver must have been a Democrat, because he drove right by the liquor store.
I was telling Bree that you have a limo driver and a stretch Kia, and then our budget for provisions coming over here. We're at the Bree's lovely home. Only affords a patch blue ribbon. What gives? Anyways, moving right along. Mike, how are we doing tonight, sir?
I'm doing great, brother. Thank you.
Outstanding. And Bree, how are we doing tonight?
Hi, everybody. I'm doing great. I'm loving having Scoop here in my home. And, get close to... Okay. And we're here enjoying a great beer. We're enjoying a great beer tonight. It's a happy Saturday. So how's everybody doing?
Doing good. Doing good.
Great.
Not as good as Scoop, but I'm doing good.
Yeah. But anyways, all right, let's say hello to all of our special listeners, starting with Little Billy Keebler and the men and alleged woman of the Yonadosis New York Fire Department, also known as the Cellar Savers. Also, we want to say hello to New York's finest, New York's bravest, New York's boldest, and everyone listening on Long Island, especially in the 2nd Congressional District. As always, we want to remember men and women in the law enforcement community who are murdered in the line of duty. Tonight, remember Deputy Sheriff Hunter Ree, end of watch, August the 9th, 2024. He was, I'm going to put down his agency, of course. His killer is under arrest. Also, Patrolman Troy Floyd of the Summit, Mississippi Police Department, end of watch, August 8th, 2024. His killer, thankfully, is DOA. And then Master Deputy Sheriff Bradley Link, end of watch, August the 3rd, 2024. And again, I didn't put his agency down. I know he's from Florida. And the whereabouts of his killer is unknown. Anyways, tonight we're going to start off with a very important story concerning the election, concerning one Governor Tim Walz, who is a military hero. Now, the U.S. Army has produced some of the greatest people to walk on God's green earth, including General Robert E. Lee, General Jack Pershing, Sergeant Alvin York, General George Patton, and Major Audie Murphy. Now, I'm going to turn over to Combat Medic Mike Rakebrand about one of the Army's greatest soldiers, retired Master Sergeant Tim Walz of the Minnesota National Guard. Take it away, Mike.
Thanks, Pete. So we have Governor Walz here, who claims to have been a combat veteran. His quote, I believe, was, I carried weapons of war in war. You know, amongst other things, he was a command sergeant major. Apparently, that's apparently what he told another crowd. This is all on video and all documented well. Now, the problem with these statements is they're not true, not even remotely. This man has never been to war. He hasn't been within 100 miles of a shot fired in anger. And what he's doing by trying to take on that mantle and trying to take on that history is taking a big steaming crap on everybody who gave their lives, on all of us who watched our friends die, on everybody who actually had to stand that ground and shed their blood to make things what they were. So he's stealing honor, 100% stealing honor. It is the most disgraceful, disgusting, awful thing you can do as a service member, especially because you should damn know better. Now, anybody that's worked in an environment where you have to put yourself well above harm's way, knows what that feels like to have that one so-called leader who just never, ever gets anywhere near anything dangerous. Who they're, you know, when it doesn't matter, they're the biggest hard ass you'll ever meet in your life. But when it comes down to actually doing the real work, up, they're nowhere to be found. That's exactly what this man is. He is a complete disgrace to the military. You know, Admiral Nimitz, during the Battle of Iwo Jima, said uncommon valor was a common virtue for the men who fought there. And he was absolutely right. But here's the thing. For a time, I got to walk amongst those giants. I got to spend time with these men on the ground in Ramadi in 2004. And that city is a damn meat grinder. Anyone who's deployed anywhere in the world during that war on freedom knows what Ramadi was. They know what happened in April 2004, and they know what we did. Those men won the damn Alamo in that city that year. It wasn't reported about much because Ramadi was way too dangerous for the press to be there. They'd rather stay at Camp Fallujah a mile outside the city where they were overlooking it and they could film and be safe and make their little videos and pretend like they were actually close to fighting. So Ramadi didn't get much attention. But I'll tell you this. I lost 34 Marines and a corpsman in Ramadi. And I think about every single one of them every single day. I remember all their names. I know their stories. I know what happened to them. I know everything about it. I would like to challenge so-called Governor Walz to stand and tell me about the men he took care of, the men he led, the men he fought for, the men he bled for. I'll tell you right now, he didn't do a damn thing. This gear queer, horse cum guzzling dirtbag should just crawl off somewhere and live a long, anonymous life with all his insecurity and his fears just plaguing him every day. He does not deserve the least bit of respect, much less any kind of position in government anywhere for any reason. He shouldn't even be leading a pack of dogs. He is a complete disgrace to the uniform that he wore. He's a complete disgrace to the military. I can't stand people like this. I can't stand that. Everybody who served, anyone who stood that line, who put their name on that dotted line and said, I am willing to give you a check up to and including my life, deserves respect. Every single one, whether you're a cop, a firefighter, an EMT, you're in the military, you're putting yourself in a position to say, you know what, I will give my life for people I never met because I care that much about people. That's what you're saying. And that demands a great deal of respect. It takes a great deal of heart to do that. But this man deserves none because he destroyed any semblance of good he might have ever done in that one simple moment of trying to pretend he's something he's not. And when the chips were down, when it came up, when that balloon went up and his unit was said, hey, we're going to Iraq, boys. This man is a leader. The first thing he should have been done was right there at the front leading those men. And what did he do? He turned tail and ran like the coward that he is. He is a complete disgrace. He should be vilified, not glorified. He should not be the Republican, Democrat, or any damn party nominee. He should be left in disgrace where he belongs. But this is the reality of where we live today. We get people like this who pretend to be something, and everybody pretends to be what the hell they want to be, but nobody actually has to back it up or anything. Well, here's the thing about that. You know, I spent a lot of time in a lot of places where you couldn't pretend to be anything other than what the hell you were, and you had to get to damn work. This man is a disgrace. I can't stand people like this. It makes me angry on a level that I don't like because I haven't been there in a long time. And I keep that side put away because that's where it belongs, in a drawer for when you need it. Well, this man's going to find out eventually that he probably should have held on to some of that because he just gave it all up. He gave up any bit of morality, any sense of duty, any sense of honor, and it's going to cost him. It's going to cost him. And I'm not talking about somebody hurting a man because, honestly, he ain't worth that time. But it's going to cost him. It's going to cost the Democrats this election, without a doubt, and it's going to cost him personally. I guarantee it, because he just exposed himself on a national stage and an international stage, and they are going to destroy him. The veterans community does not forgive crap like that. We do not forgive that for a damn good reason. 34 men and a corpsman, that's 35 of those reasons right there. Thanks, Pete.
Mike, I can't follow up with anything. You know, I make jokes like, you know, my time in the service was very short and forgettable. You know, during the war, I would walk around with a wrench or a cash box thousands of miles away. But, I mean, you told me offline that you had your hair parted by a bullet. You know, very well done. Walter, you have anything to add before we go to our first break?
Mike sent that over the fence and out of sight. Excellent. Excellent job, Mike. Excellent. I got nothing to add to that.
Mike, the floor is yours, sir.
Thank you, boys. I appreciate it. Listen, I for any veteran out there that might hear this, for anybody out there listening, for those 22, which is really more like 500 a day that are listening, pick up the damn phone. Don't hurt yourself. Don't do that. Don't give up that fight. Because what you're doing is empowering dirtbags like this to go on with their lies and their nonsense. Don't do that. You earned every damn bit of honor and respect you have. Don't throw it all away. So call somebody. Stand the hell up. Be that damn man or that woman again. You're stronger than most people will ever even know how to be. Stand the hell up. Get back in the fight. Call somebody. Don't hurt yourself. Thank you, Pete.
Right. You know, we lose about 22 veterans a day to suicide. And anyways, we'll come back. We'll talk about Ben Stiller, another piece of garbage. Anyways, this is Centerfire Radio on Liberty News Radio Network.
Attention, marksmen and adventure seekers. Join us at the Garth Kilpack Range in Springville, Utah for the ultimate rifle roundup. Enjoy 4 hours of elite rifle training with Tactical Cowboy, a $400 value, and lunch on the range. Training runs from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Bring your carbine or semi-automatic rifle, 300 rounds of ammunition, safety glasses, and ear protection. General admission tickets are $250 and includes 10 entries in the Crofter Market Sweepstakes. Visit SaveTheRanchers.com for details.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads, a divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting done staring at Danila's Instagram account. Here's more 7-5 Radio.
All right, we are back. Scoop Stanton, Walter Yerkew, Mike Rickbrandt, and Bree Crenshaw. Mike, that was probably the best segment we've ever done on this show, honestly. And those who are suffering from PTSD and coming back, we all know the VA is just absolute garbage. The national hotline for suicide is 988. Once again, those having a hard time thinking about ending it all, just pick up the phone, dial 988. Anyways, our next story is about another jerk. Ben Stiller. He is from an acting legacy. His father was Jerry Stiller, who appeared on Seinfeld and The King of Queens, and also the original Taken of Pelham 123. His mother was also an actor slash comedian, and he was on a Zoom call meeting called Comedians for Harris, and this white Jewish guy said he wanted to be black, and all white Jewish men want to be black. Now, we do have Bree Crenshaw on the show with us. Bree, you are black, right?
I am black.
You've been black all your life,
right? I've been black all my life.
Right.
I am from Dominican Republic, and my father's side is black and Indian, and I identify as black. And I'm terribly offended by this statement. I think it's ridiculous. I think it's ignorant and disturbing. that he was not just state that he wants to be black because he couldn't handle our rhythm and blues. Let me tell you something about the rhythm and blues. Now, I'm not stating all white people or any non-black people feel this way, but you guys, you know, some people want our rhythm, but they can't stand our blues and they couldn't handle it. He couldn't be black for one day in these streets. So he needs to shut up. He needs to stop it. It's really ridiculous and obscene, absurd. I don't stand for it. Kamala Harris or not Kamala Harris, the point is you're not black. You're never going to be black, and you can't relate to being black just because you're Jewish. So stop with the cap. Let's get it together.
Right. And, you know, the three of us, Walter, Mike, and myself, all lived, grew up, worked in the city of New York. Guys, did you see any people looking like Stellar hanging out in the chicken joints, rib shacks, the blues clubs, the black churches?
No.
No?
No. Never.
Sammy Davis Jr. back in the 70s and 80s.
Right. He was.
He thinks he's Elvis.
Right. But Sammy was black and Jewish. So, you know, I guess good. But I think he converted. But again, yeah, this white elitist who happens to be Jewish, coming from a acting legacy, multimillionaire, trying to get out the vote for Kamala Harris, saying, "I wish I was black." You know, did he wish he was black?
He's just trying to be relevant. He's just trying to be relevant, and he never was. He never was relevant. You know, he was the son of two comedians, Ann Mira and his father. And you know, he's made crappy movies.
He could have did that in Tropic Thunder if he wanted to be black like Robert Downey Jr. That's what he could have did.
Why wasn't he the black guy in Tropic Thunder?
He wasn't the black guy in Tropic Thunder. Robert Downey Jr. took that role. So he should have taken that role if he wanted to be black.
Right. But he'd only be black for like 90 minutes.
Not a color. It's not a costume. It's not a mask. You either are, you ain't. The end.
Right. He ain't. But, you know, if he was black, how come he wasn't at Florence and Normandy back in 1991 when they're beating Reginald Denny and burning down Watts? You know, where was he all the race riots in Crown Heights back in the day? Where was he when
the closest he's come to black music was Fiddler on the Roof.
Where was he in Charlottesville? That's what I want to know. When Charlottesville happened locally, where were you?
Right. Oh, he was in his multi-million dollar home in the Hollywood Hills. But again, another. You know, that's the thing about the left, especially the elitist left. They're just the biggest bunch of hypocrites in the world. Just like Susan Sarandon, she'll go to a protest, a hunger strike or whatever. She'll show up in a limousine, sit there, go 12 hours without a meal, jump in the limousine, go back to her building in Manhattan with the doorman and enjoy a big meal. Or David Hogg, he's another one. He'll go to this anti-gun rally. He'll have armed security, so for his protection, not yours. So these people are the biggest bunch of hypocrites. But he hasn't made a good movie in about 15 years. Anyways, Mike, you got anything you want to add to Mr. Stellar, who played an actor playing a soldier in Tropic Thunder?
He's a clown, man. Listen, you boys spend time on the street, same as me. You guys ever see this guy out there when you're standing there working on a 16-year-old who just got shot to shit and you're trying to keep all his organs and blood in so you can keep him alive long enough for the bus to get there to get him to the hospital and hopefully save his life? I don't remember seeing him or any of these Hollywood elites or wannabes out there. I don't remember seeing him out there when these people were standing on food lines and stuff to get food, or when you're in an apartment fighting with a 6-foot monster that wants to kill you because you won't let him kill his wife. Where was he then? Where is he? Where are all these people? I have no respect for anybody that goes out there and virtue signals. Exactly. Listen, you know what? I don't care left, right, whatever. I want to throw that out right now and tell you just this. Look, it's not about that. It's about be a damn human being. Be who you are. Lift where you stand. And just be honest. Just be honest. Just put this shit out there honestly. Do what's right for people. Not for left, not for right, but just for people. But we don't get that. We get, you know, talking points from this, talking points from that. And this guy's just another one of those clowns out there selling something that nobody needs or wants. You know, he's a loser. This guy needs to just go sit somewhere
and
play with his money. You know, he needs to sit and hide and leave people the hell alone. Let us get back to real work and get the country back to where it should be and get people moving forward again. Everybody, regardless of whether they're black, brown, purple, polka dot, or whatever.
Right. But anyways, you know, I'm done with him. Let's move let's move back to Master Sergeant Walls. He earned a nickname, and nicknames are very becoming. You got Old Blood and Guts, which is General George Patton. You got Slow Hand, which is Eric Clapton. Sky Dog, who is Dwayne Allman. Also, you got Scoop, which is probably the greatest nickname in the world. But anyways, Governor Walls earned the nickname Tampon Tim. And that's because he signed legislation to put tampons in the boys' bathroom in elementary schools starting the fourth grade. Yep, fourth grade boys using the bathroom, doing, you know, answering the call of nature, and you got tampon dispensers. Now, what do you think them kids are going to do? They're going to take them tampons, stick them down the toilet, and watch them expand and tear up the plumbing. You know, that's coming from an old damage control man from in the Navy. But
somebody's got a daughter.
So, anyways. So you got the name fits, other than coward or POS or some other things we can't say on these FCC licensed airwaves. But, you know, you don't hear anything about this foolishness. Tampon Tim signing all this legislation for minors to change the genders, have surgery that's going to alter lives forever. Without consent, or letting refugees come in. That when I say refugees, not people who just came off the boat, but people who state prohibits minors getting their genitals chopped off. He says, "Come on in, we'll do it here." Bree, want to chime in?
I'm totally against it. I'm not for that because if a child comes to me, okay, I was a pre-K teacher. Backstory: I was a pre-K teacher for 7 years. I had children that were 4 and 5 years old, pre-K. They told me they wanted to be Spider-Man. I had a girl tell me she wanted to be a mermaid. I'm not going to put you in water and let you drink out of the thing because you feel like you're a mermaid. You're Spider-Man. You have a fake web. Cool. But you're not freaking Spider-Man. Stop it with the cap. I'm tired of this. Transgender is a mental disorder. It needs to be treated. It is gender dysmorphia. It is a fact. It has been scientifically proven. It has been psychologically proven that this is a gender dysmorphia and it needs to stop. And it needs to stop being educated in schools because when I was growing up, what you need to do is get these kids back in physics and algebra and learning how to manage their credit score, not worrying about their genitals and where their genitals should go in what subject and what person. That's ridiculous. It's disgusting. I really don't support it at all, you know. It's disturbing, and I think that we should go back to the basics. Learn your ABCs and your 1, 2, 3s and keep it moving.
Couldn't say it better myself. Walt, what say you about Tampon Tim and cutting off kids' genitals in Minnesota?
Well, you know, last week we were talking about diaphragms and where these trainees need to put them. And, you know, same thing here. You know, if he thinks boys' rooms need tampons, obviously, he thinks he needs tampons because how would he know? So he's putting tampons right where I said the other people were putting the diaphragms, shoving them right up his ass. And it does absolutely no good unless you got the runs. So I just think the guy's a moron. You know, let the city burn. His wife opened up the window so she could smell it. And, you know, it's just stupid, stupid, stupid man.
Right. Anyways, when we come back, we're going to give the floor to Bree. She could talk about the wonderful pool party. Also, some dating advice. And if we got time, we'll try to finish up what's going on this week. This is Center 5 Radio on Liberty News Radio Network. Take it away, boys.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Summer is upon us and the weather is beautiful. Everyone has a favorite outdoor activity. Golf, bike riding, bird watching, long walks. Ask 100 people and you'll get 100 answers. But if everyday aches and pains are keeping you on the sidelines, I have one answer. Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients. It doesn't just mask pain. It helps reduce or even eliminate it. Wherever you're hurting, back, neck, joints, or muscles, in 3 weeks or less, you'll start to feel the difference all day, every day. So whatever you like to do, swimming, pickleball, hanging out in the garden, Relief Factor can help you feel good again and let you enjoy all your favorite outdoor activities all summer long. ReliefFactor.com, 1-800-4-RELIEF, 1-800-473-5433. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
Federal prosecutors in Switzerland say they have found Glencore's international unit criminally liable.
The prosecutors have ordered the commodities giant to pay over $150 million in fines and compensation after ending a probe of bribery involving Congo's mining industry. The Swiss Attorney General's office says Glencore International failed to take adequate steps to prevent bribery of a Congolese public official by a business partner. The bribery allegations centered on Glencore's purchase of minority stakes in two companies from the African country's state mining company.
That is correspondent Jeremy House. Chinese government filing a complaint with the World Trade Organization over EU tariffs on electric vehicles made in China. Commerce Ministry says China had resorted to the WTO dispute settlement mechanism to, quote, safeguard developmental rights. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. An aerospace giant has a new CEO. Correspondent Rich Thomason has more on that story.
One of Robert Ortberg's first orders of business was a visit to a Boeing plant near Seattle. He takes the helm of a company that's been losing billions of dollars, is struggling to fix its aircraft manufacturing process, and has agreed to plead guilty in a fraud case. Amid those multiple challenges, Ortberg says he's excited to take on this new assignment. He retired several years ago, but now at 64, he's coming back with plans to engineer a turnaround at Boeing. Rich Thomason reporting.
Sad news in the world of business. Susan Wojcicki, the former YouTube chief executive officer and longtime Google executive, has died. She had been battling lung cancer for the past 2.5 years. She was 56. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Attention, marksmen and adventure seekers. Join us at the Garth Kilpack Range in Springville, Utah for the ultimate rifle roundup. Enjoy 4 hours of elite rifle training with Tactical Cowboy, a $400 value, and lunch on the range. Training runs from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Bring your carbine or semi-automatic rifle, 300 rounds of ammunition, safety glasses, and ear protection. General admission tickets are $250 and includes 10 entries in the Crofter Market sweepstakes. Visit SaveTheRanchers.com for details.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20-plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing, and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. Scoop Stanton, Walter Yerkew, Mike Raybrandt, and our guest, Bree Crenshaw, who is the founder, president, CEO of the Ultimate Dons and Divas Entertainment Academy.
Let's go.
Now, a couple weeks ago, I had the pleasure of attending the Pretty Picks pool party where Vegas meets D.C., and I had a wonderful time. Bree, why don't you tell us about it and who you raised money for and things of that nature?
So as the CEO of Ultimate Dons and Divas Modeling Agency and also Entertainment Academy, we have expanded from models to artists and dancers. We had a chance to showcase our models, artists, and dancers, and they had a great time. We had gorgeous bartenders. We had mermaids. We had drummers. We had a lot of different artists from different backgrounds that were attending and also performing. We also had the 360 booth, which was really cool. So we had the bubbles, and it was a great experience. And then it was a day party like they do in Vegas for real. And then we turned it into a night party where we had the glow sticks. We also had DJ Joe Ice, who was featured from WKYS. Of course, we had 75 Radio, which we love. Woo, yay! And the most important part of this entire event was that we were able to raise money for the Northern Virginia Mental Health Foundation, which helps people who suffer from behavioral health issues, alcoholism, drug issues, things of that nature. And it was a really great time to just, you know, chillax. It was a summertime. It was just a ball, and I think Scoop had a good time. I don't know. Tell us more about it.
Well, I had a very great time, and contrary to what my co-host said, I was appropriately dressed.
Definitely.
Right. No banana hammocks, no sequin-colored G-string, none of that foolishness. And my only question is that why didn't you let Ed Huebner sing God Bless the USA?
Because it wasn't a karaoke band night. It was a professional performance done by real artists who write their own music and original music, including me, who I performed. I performed three different songs, originals, and it was, you know, it was something that was professional. Ed Huber is never going to perform at any of my events, so stop trying.
Ed doesn't need any music. He's got that great voice.
It's never gonna happen.
Let me tell you something. He's done so much for the show. It's not even funny. But I mean, I was seriously disappointed. Ed was disappointed. Ed's fan base was disappointed.
Come to my next event. I will have a karaoke event.
Outstanding. I'll let Ed know. Guys, you got any questions about the awesome pool party I attended? Even though Ed didn't sing.
I don't have any questions. You know me. I got the answers, but I don't have any questions.
Mike, what say you?
I'm just curious, Bree. Did Pete actually wear the banana hammock, the bedazzled one he said he was going to wear?
No, he did not wear it. He actually came fully dressed. I was very disappointed.
you should just count your blessings, Bree. Just count your blessings, dog.
I was very disappointed, I must say.
I wore shorts, a white T-shirt, and a white...
You got to see him on the red carpet. He did amazing.
Right. I look like a white Vato from Orange County, California.
Before he cut the hair.
Right. But
so you look like Travolta in Pulp Fiction, like you were going to a volleyball game.
Basically. Basically.
Yeah,
Tell the truth.
Or, you know, if you had Ben Stiller with him, you know, they could have paired up. You know,
yeah, and then y'all could have both
Sam
went
Jackson
blackface.
Jackson, you know, yeah, sure.
Y'all could have did the Samuel Jackson blackface. That would have been great. Then I would have had at least three black people at my party.
I don't know. At least check three. To see if the TV's still there. Check to see if the TV's still there.
Right. Well, Bree, to be honest, I am black from the waist down, but we won't go
there. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Also, Walter, a couple weeks ago, Walter was talking about me wearing my banana hammock. Walter talks about wearing the eggplant hammock, but we won't go there.
Well, you're going to have to show me. I'm the judge of this. You're going to have to show me what's up. Can you do that, Walter?
Yeah, okay. That's fine. When's the next pool party?
I don't know. Are you black?
No.
Are you white?
I believe so, yeah.
You believe so? So it's there. He identifies as white. So it is what it is.
Right, but anyways, we want to talk about the. Can we not talk about the eggplant hammock, banana hammock, and all this other foolishness? Can we move on? It was a nice pool party. It was a nice pool party. We raised money for mental illness. Walter, you know a thing or two about mental illness. I know a thing or two about mental illness. Mom worked in mental health facility for 25 years. I'm still taking my meds, but I won't go over there.
I take my meds too. Let's take our meds together.
Yeah, but mine comes in a 16-ounce can. This is Pabst Blue Ribbon. Anyways, Mike, you got anything else to save this segment?
To save this, I think Bree's kicking butt. I think she's doing great.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about.
Hey, here's a question: why am I the only one bringing chicks on the show?
You're the only one desperately trying, sir.
Actually, no, you brought Shannon on the show. But
this is a great subject to bring up at this moment because somebody needs to get some chicks in his house.
Oh, we got a few. We have a few from time to time.
I think she was talking about non-inflatable ones.
Oh, yeah. No.
Who are you talking about?
Talking about you, Scoop. You know who I'm talking about.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Walter.
Walter single? You single? Hey, Poppy. Hey, Poppy.
Hey, Mama Chica.
Hey, what's going on? ¿Qué pasó?
Anyways,
I'm married. Let me stop playing.
Yeah, and her husband's a big dude,
I don't
too.
I care. Never stopped me before.
What?
I'm dead.
Yeah, but anyways.
That just means I'm going to get a call in the morning.
Yeah, you're going to get a call from the hospital because you're going to be, locked up. I'm having fun with you, Walter. I apologize. I'm gonna be in my best behavior.
I think you can get better.
Oh, I got a girl for you. Trust me. I got girls for everybody, including Scoop. That's what we're trying to get to.
Well, right, but I've been trying to get Scoop a girl for 2 years now. I keep giving him hints. And he ends up at the nursing home all the time. So I don't know.
Well, I got a question for you. How many inches are you?
I'm 6'6".
Oh.
Like Mae West said, let's forget about the 6 feet and talk about the 6 inches.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
When do we start doing radio porn? Can we?
I turn this over. It's my show now, Scoop.
All right, go right ahead. You deal with the Walt and Mike. And you can deal with Charlie Duff.
Okay, we got no, inches Charlie's over here.
Charlie,
look, what do you do for a living?
I'm retired, darling. I'm retired. I've
so
paid
you're not
my
looking
dues.
Anymore. You paid your dues. Okay, respect, no. Respect.
Yeah.
That's good for you. I love it, darling. But I'm gonna go ahead and let Scoop get to his next subject. But I can go on all night with you guys. Oh, for sure.
Yeah. But okay. Anyway,
I think there's one of us that can keep up with you.
Do y'all like my voice?
Yeah, your voice is very busty.
Very busty. I'm very petite.
She is.
Okay.
But, all right, let's just move on to our next.
Scoop. You know what I heard a little while ago before we came on the air? I was going through Google and stuff like that, and it's not confirmed because you know I like to do my homework. So what I found is, you know, concerning Kamala and her indoor rally that she has that she had today, it was invitation only. She filled the stadium. It was invitation only, you know, through email. So when you got the invitation, you had to, you know, make a copy of it or have it on your phone. And you had to have a corresponding ID. Okay. Now, what's wrong with that statement? Because everybody that's registered to vote is invited to vote. You get notifications. But
why are you mad?
You don't have to bring ID. Why do you have to bring ID? 5 years ago, 4 years ago, she was the one that said not everybody can get to the Ginkgos to get ID.
Right. Well, all right, we'll come back.
Are you mad that you weren't invited to the party?
No, I'm mad that you got to bring ID. And she says you don't need ID to vote, but you need ID to go see her in the stadium.
I understand.
Right. All right, we'll be right back.
Attention, marksmen and adventure seekers. Join us at the Garth Kilpack Range in Springville, Utah for the Ultimate Rifle Roundup. Enjoy 4 hours of elite rifle training with Tactical Cowboy, a $400 value, and lunch on the range. Training runs from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Bring your carbine or semi-automatic rifle, 300 rounds of ammunition, safety glasses, and ear protection. General admission tickets are $250 and includes 10 entries in the Crofter Market Sweepstakes. Visit SaveTheRanchers.com for details.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
Okay, we are back red hot and rolling. This has been a hell of a show. Anyways, this is Scoop Stint with Walter Yurkow, Mike Rakebrand, and Bree Crenshaw. Now, let's return to our favorite subject, me. For the past couple of weeks, we've been talking about my dating life, changes I've made, life-changing events, including getting a haircut. So I want to share a story with all of you that's absolutely 100% absolutely true and get your opinions, not insults, opinions. Anyways, last night I was at Michael's on King, sitting down and enjoying a company of a couple regulars and a couple new people. And one thing about Michael's, like, you come in as a new customer, you'll be coming back as a regular. But a young lady comes walking in, first time there. She obviously she's looking around. I was like, what kind of place is this? And another hostess said, can I help you? Are you looking for somebody? He's like, oh, I thought it was singles night. I was like, oh, I didn't know Michael's had a singles night. So she sat down and was talking to the other hostess.
I started it.
Thank you. Well, you could tell me about it. Anyways, so she's talking to the other hostess that's working at the bar, and she's like, "Oh, I thought it was singles night." I was like, "Hot dog." And the two ladies were sitting between me talking to each other. And I started talking to this young lady. Couldn't have been any nicer. She was very good looking, had a great personality. And we're talking about her tattoos, what I do, talking about 7-5 Radio. I'm showing her the website, and she's not running for the hills. I showed her the trailer to the 7-5 documentary and just having a great time with this girl. I'm like, wow, this is going good. So finally I said, Melissa, what kind of person are you looking for? And she turned around and said, female. I was like, oh, God. Why me?
Damn.
So anyways, that was it. And we said her goodbyes. Very, very nice girl. And she went home, and I hung out a little bit later.
That's a sad story.
Right. Bree, anything I could do about that?
Stop going for lesbians.
I didn't know she was a lesbian.
Stop.
No, she actually
for lesbians.
She used to be with a guy, but I guess they broke up or whatever.
Was she a liberal?
I don't know.
You got to find these things out, Scoop. You're going to have to do your research.
Well, I'm just talking to the young lady. You know, I'm telling her about 7-5 Radio showing the website, and I'm
how many baby daddies did she have?
I don't think she had any.
Lies. Lies. She had baby daddies. You know it.
But I didn't get that far.
You got to do your research, man.
Well, I'm just talking to the girl.
You got to get your room together. You got to get your ish together.
It's a work in progress. Walt, what say you about my attempt and failure?
Strike three.
He's not listening to me, Walter. That's the problem.
How am I not listening to you? I got my hair cut. I came properly dressed
today.
Yeah, I look. You gotta admit, I look good last week.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, he's getting lesbians to talk to him before nobody would talk to him.
Hey, that's a plus. Let's use that. At least a woman. Or some form of vagina will talk to him.
They were after the same thing. They were after the same thing.
But let's be real. He's got to find a wife, and it needs to happen now.
Well, it's not a wife. I found a wife, and I regretted that decision.
You need some pussy in your life.
Well, can I borrow one of your cats?
Yeah, borrow one of my cats.
She got two cats over here.
I got three.
Three cats?
I got three. She's locked up in the back.
Oh, okay. Anyways, Mike, what say you about my attempt and failure to meet somebody from the opposite sex?
I got to agree with Walt on this one. At least somebody actually talked to you for a while. You know, that's a good start, man. You're on the right path. Just, you know, keep listening
to
Bree.
He needs to pay me. He needs to pay me.
Pay you for what?
You need to pay me for consultation.
Oh, listen, I'm giving you...
You do.
AskBree.com. AskBreeNow.com is coming soon.
Should have just paid the lesbian.
Listen, Bree, I'm giving you tens of dollars worth of advertising here on 7-5 Radio, so we'll call it even.
I gave him a beer. That counts for something.
All right. Well, I gave you a...
You in my house.
I know, but... When I showed up with the most expensive wine from the CVS drugstore down the street.
I appreciate that, baby, but let me tell you, it's not cutting it. For the advice I'm giving him, he says that he don't know what he's talking about. This hillbilly over here.
Bree, he stole that wine from some guy on the street when he was walking
he
over.
He probably did, from a Democrat.
It did come in a brown paper bag.
It came from a brown paper bag. And he probably was Jewish wanting to be white. Probably was. It was a Jewish guy. He was like, I'm black. I'm black today. Yay.
Scoop rub. Ben Stiller for a bag of wine.
Manischewitz.
We a mess tonight. Happy Saturday, y'all. This is my show now.
Got himself a bottle of Manischewitz from Ben Stiller.
Y'all a fool.
Why, listen, I work very hard on this show. I get the stories together. I upload all the stories, links, pictures, book guests, go to these events, remote shows, bring on guests, and all you guys just make fun of me.
All y'all need to do is help him get some pussy. That's it. The end. And diversify the show.
You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him eat.
You can't make him eat or drink or nothing. Or shit. I mean, or pee.
What do you mean we need more diversity?
DEI.
You need Jewish people on here that think they're black.
We had a couple Jewish guests, but they didn't work out.
Where are the Chinese people? Where are the Indian people? Where are the women? Ain't no women on here. It's a sausage fest.
Negative. We got two women on the show.
We got a sausage fest going on.
Well, no, we got. Well, you're a woman. You're on the show. But listen, we had the.
I got a sausage for you.
Oh boy. Oh. Anyway, listen.
I'm messing with you.
Listen, we have the first ladies of radio. We got Heather McBride and we have Danella Rodriguez on the show.
Danella Rodriguez, shout out to my girl. I love her. She's amazing.
Yep. And so we have two women on the show. And so we call them the first ladies of radio. But Walter, his family comes from Ukraine. Mike's family comes from Germany or the Netherlands. My family comes from Germany and Irish. So
white.
Yeah. So nothing wrong with that.
White.
It's who we are. You know.
It's so white.
It is what it is. Our parents, they got together. They smashed and out we came. We can't help.
We may be white, but we've been in more black neighborhoods than Martin Luther King.
Oh yeah.
I don't believe that. Show me.
Watch the 7-5.
Yep, I'll show the trailer. I worked East New York for a little bit. I worked.
Is this going to be that whole like? I have a black friend, here's where we
worked. Walt worked the 7-5 precinct. I worked District 3, which is 110th Street all the way up to the Bronx.
Congratulations.
Also worked up in the Bronx in the transit. Mike, where'd you work?
East Flatbush and Crown Heights. Right. I grew up in Coney Island.
I grew up in Fairfax, Virginia. Does it make me white?
Yeah.
Not at all.
I grew up in Fairfax, Virginia. I was born in D.C. from Dominican Republic, but I grew up in the whitest neighborhood in the entire America. Does that make me white?
Actually, if you're from Fairfax, Virginia, that makes you Asian.
Fuck you. I mean, I can't curse.
Well, 5 second button.
Sorry about that.
We don't have a dump button. Anyways, it's been a great 6.5 years on 7-5 Radio. This is
Scoop. I love you guys. I love you guys. This has been fun.
Nice. I mean, you're worse than our regular cursor, Charlie LaDuff. Jeez.
I have been a good girl tonight.
Except you dropped the F-bomb.
Oh, dang.
Is this a Red Fox routine?
I forgot I was on the radio for a minute there. I was just talking to you. Love you, Scoop. You're the best.
Anyways, anybody have anything else productive to say other than four-letter words? Walt, Mike,
yeah,
before
I'm
we
good.
Get a couple Mike?
I'm good.
Mike, what say you? And please keep it more than four letters.
Definitely go check out Bree's company and business. Bree, you definitely get that info out now.
Thank you. Ultimate Dons and Divas. You can Google us. Ultimate Dons and Divas.
Anyways, thank God for Walter Yerke, Mike Rakebrandt, and Bree Crenshaw. This is Peter Scoop Stanton telling you, you can make a difference. Go out and make it. See you next week.
Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.